AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Jurors have started their second day of deliberations in the criminal case against Hunter Biden over a gun President Joe Biden's son bought in 2018 when prosecutors say he was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Chinese police say a suspect is in custody in the stabbing of four U.S. college instructors.
Chinese police say they've detained a suspect in a stabbing attack on four U.S. instructors from Iowa's Cornell College who were teaching at a university in Jilin as part of an exchange. Police say the 55-year-old suspect was walking in a park Monday when he bumped into one of the instructors and began stabbing them, along with a Chinese person who tried to intervene. China's foreign ministry calls it an isolated incident, but says the investigation continues. The four U.S. instructors are expected to recover. Iowa Representative Adam Zabner posted on social media that his brother was one of them, and he'd spoken to him from the hospital, and he was recovering from injuries and doing well. I'm Julie Walker.
Americans are split on Biden's student loan policies.
President Biden has made his work on student loan debt a campaign priority, but a new poll finds little support. Only 3 in 10 Americans approve of how Joe Biden has handled the issue, 4 in 10 disapprove, and the rest are neutral or don't know enough to say. That's according to a new survey from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The outlook wasn't much better among those with student loans for themselves or their family. 36% approve, while 34% disapprove. About 40% of adults think it's important for the federal government to provide student loan debt relief. That goes up to 50% among Americans under age 45. The administration erased student debt for about 4 million people through existing programs, but a plan for widespread student loan cancellation was struck down by the Supreme Court last year. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Malawi's vice president and 9 others have died in a plane crash.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera says the nation's vice president, Solos Chilima, is among 10 people killed when a small military plane crashed in a mountainous region in the north of the country. Chakwera announced in a live address on state television that the wreckage of the plane had been located after a search of more than a day in thick forests and hilly terrain. Chakwera said there were no survivors of the crash. The group had been traveling to a funeral of a former government minister. Chilima had just returned from an official visit to South Korea on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas prices are once again on the decline across the United States. That's bringing some relief to drivers now paying a little less to fill up their tanks. The AAA Motor Club says the national average for gas prices stood around $3.44 a gallon. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.